Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Let's try to figure out why two people can't get together for a second date. We've got one of our listeners joining us, Kelly. Kelly, let's get right to it. Tell us what's going on with Tim.
Hey. Hi. I mean, I wish I knew. So, that's where you come in, right?
Correct.
Yeah. For nothing since you wrote to us, huh?
No.
Oh, bummer.
All right, well, let's back up, and that's the hope that we can try to put the two of you back together here on Second Date Update. Let's talk about that first date, Kelly. Don't leave anything out. Start at the beginning.
The whole thing.
Yeah. What was your date like?
It was fun. It was, pretty casual. We went to a restaurant. I will say I thought his manners were very on point, which I liked a lot, and I think he's really hot.
And when you say when you say manners, like what kind of things was he doing to be such a gentleman? Was he just paying attention, listening?
Yeah, just listening, really polite to the staff, good eating manners, just good rush.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Good.
Love it. Did anything stand out about the date? Any moments that were really awesome or really awkward, like one or the other?
I don't know. Okay, so we both did end up in, ordering pasta.
Okay.
And when we were looking at the menu, he was saying filet instead of filet. Yeah.
Really?
And I kept laughing. And, it turns out, that's how he thought you said it.
Well, so you were poking fun at him?
He wasn't joking. He was saying, he wasn't just, because,
he's a young guy.
Sometimes I say, filet mignon, but it's like a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and Kelly, can we ask how old you are? Maybe how old Tim? Mid-20s or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think you get a pass. He's a young guy. All right,
I figured he was kidding, and then I kind of felt bad.
Because you were making fun of him?
Well, he thought I was making fun of him, I wasn't really. I was just I just thought it was kind of funny.
And were you able to recover from that?
I'd say so. He said it was his today I learned moment.
Oh, that's old.
So then we let it go.
Has it been a while? How long?
I would say a week and a half. Yeah, I sent him two messages and
nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, well, that's our cue to call him. And let's just take it from here, Kelly. Let us handle it. You hold on to Second Date Update. Coming up just 3 minutes away here with Thunder and PT and Kelly and Tim next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, we're here to try to get two people back together for a second date who've been on a first, and it's the reason Tim isn't getting back to Kelly after a dinner date. Is that reason because of the way he pronounced the word filet off the menu?
Yeah, I figured he was kidding, and then I kind of felt bad.
Well, whatever the reason, there's been no contact from Tim since that first date about a week and a half ago, so let's call and see what's going on with him.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Tim, please?
Yeah, he's calling.
Yeah, Tim, bear with me here for a second. It's not a polling call or sales call or anything like that. It's a little awkward, though, and I got to tell you right up front here, you're on the radio with Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Tim.
Would you have a moment to talk to us about it's about your personal life, Tim. I'm not going to lie about it, but just need a moment to talk about a date that you recently went on.
Okay, is this some kind of like dating game?
Not exactly, no. It's sort of after you've been out on a first date. It's called Second Date Update, and it's a segment we do every morning at this time.
You actually got your number from a gal named Kelly.
Do you remember her?
Okay, yeah. Did she, like, put you up to this?
Well, yeah, sort of. Yeah. Anyway, so just to kind of get through this, we're hoping to help her out and put the two of you back in touch. I know you went out about a week and a half ago. You went out to a restaurant where you had pasta. And could you just tell us, she loved it. She just enjoyed it. And so just not for you to worry here, she had such a great time with you. We were just wondering to get your kind of side or your take on the date.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. It's an experience I hope to never repeat. Let's just say that.
Okay. What happened, if you don't mind us asking?
Well, the restaurant was equivalent of nails on a chalkboard.
Okay, the restaurant, was it noisy, or what was going on? Did something happen?
Yeah, it was definitely, the restaurant was fine, but the experience with Kelly, that's, yeah.
Okay, can you just tell us a little bit more about that, Tim?
It was basically like, I'll just go out and say it, teeth on fork, like just scraping.
Teeth on her fork.
Yeah.
On the silverware.
Like, after every bite.
Wow. Okay. Well, like you could hear it or whatever, and it just gave you kind of like heebie-jeebies or what?
Yeah. It was every bite she took. You could just hear the fork scrape her teeth.
Wow, okay, so I've never really been in that situation. Did you?
You've got great.
Did you say something to her?
Yeah, I made a joke or two. Like
is it? Did it sound like this, Tim? Like, but on her teeth, not on the plate.
Yeah, but it was like.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm sorry. Okay, so she's doing this. You're eating pasta or whatever.
Did you say anything to her?
Yeah. Well, I made a joke that couldn't be good for her teeth.
What did she say?
She's kept at it, so...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tim,
Kelly is listening. I'm sorry, I thought we had her on hold. Kelly, what is this about the... And Tim, just hold on real quick. I want to get an explanation here from Kelly. Kelly, what is this about the teeth on the fork deal?
Tim, I think you're being dramatic, like really dramatic about this. Like, I don't know. It probably happened once or twice. I mean, it's a habit from when I was a kid that, like, I don't know. I guess I just do when I'm not, like, I don't think about it.
Maybe you've learned to, like, tune it out because it happened every time you took a bite. So
is this something like after you swallow, then you still are, like, eating off the fork with no food on it? What is this habit?
No, I don't know. I think it's just like, I don't know. Like, I'll just kind of, I guess, hit my fork with my teeth. Like, hit the fork. I don't know.
Tim, can you tell us a little bit more? Is there food on that? There's obviously no food.
Well, yeah, because when you're eating, you use your lips to, like, when you're from the fork.
Yeah.
Your lips close on the fork, right? So there should be no noise there.
Correct.
But you're saying that's where there is noise, Tim.
Exactly. No. Yeah, y'all don't know what I'm talking about? Like,
she's, like, dragging her teeth on the fork.
Exactly.
Wow.
Is this after she has swallowed the portion of food that is on her fork?
Yeah, it just...
doesn't stop.
She puts her teeth on the fork and scrapes the food off and puts it into her mouth. Like, y'all never see this. It's so gross.
Yeah. Okay. So that just bothered you. That was just like your ear.
It didn't happen like every time. Like, not true. And I can't date someone who's like dishonest. Like,
okay.
I guess we can agree
I'm
that
confused.
We're not against it. Uh-huh. Obviously.
And Kelly, what do you if you said this was a habit when you're a kid, like you know you do this then? To me, I think it would be like almost.
I mean, I don't know. I guess that's what it is. Like, what? I don't even think about it if I do it, and I don't think I do it like
Tim,
after every bite I take.
Yeah, but Tim, what if there was some sort of plastic cutlery we could substitute?
There you go.
Or maybe just some sort of liquid dinner or wooden utensils.
That's so weird.
Like malts and stuff?
Sorry.
I like that.
Was it only happening with forks, Tim?
I don't think she used a spoon. So, it's just...
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Tim, is this a manners thing or is it like an annoyance? Do you think it's rude? Which, okay, so
and this was
rude.
So no, irritating. It's like you couldn't listen to anything she said, or you couldn't. This was the only thing your brain was sort of focusing on during the night was the scraping. Then, correct?
Yeah, it was just
a thing. Irritating.
Yeah. Like you're still fixated on it.
Yeah, and it sounds like now, Kelly, you don't want to have anything to do with Tim.
Yeah, okay. I'm over it.
I'm sorry.
Put a fork in him.
Yeah, you know, that's done. Forked up. No way she could just eat out of a bowl, Tim, or a trough of some sort?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, it's over. All right, guys. Well, I guess tines up. That's the part of the fork that's the sticky part.
Yeah, best of luck.
And thanks for being on Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.